Mr. Chair, Excellency, dear colleagues, Switzerland is gravely concerned about the devastating humanitarian impact of the use of explosive ordnance in cities, towns, villages, or other areas containing a similar concentration of civilians or civilian objects, what we commonly refer to as populated areas. Some uses of explosive ordnance in such areas raise particular concerns regarding the implementation of and respect for international humanitarian law. A number of recent case studies have also highlighted the indirect effects of the use of these weapons in these settings. At the same time, Switzerland underlines that the use of explosive ordnance in concentration of civilians is not prohibited per se under international law, and is possible if employed within the limits set by IHL. Switzerland is of the view that the CCW is an appropriate framework to discuss and address this issue for the following reasons. One, the CCW offers a forum in which debate can be open, transparent, and inclusive. It is essential that the challenges associated with the use of explosive ordnance in areas with a concentration of civilians and civilian objects are discussed in a setting that notably includes major military players and those states with relevant experience in such uses. Establishing an issue on the agenda of the CCW offers an opportunity to include a number of essential actors in the discussion. Secondly, addressing the topic within the CCW will ensure that both military interests and humanitarian concerns are taken thoroughly into consideration in dealing with this issue. Striking the appropriate balance between military necessity and humanitarian concerns would ensure that any potential result of the discussion is carried by a broad segment of the international community. We hope that high contracting parties will firmly anchor the topic on the agenda of the next meetings. A first step towards this direction would be to give the CCW the mandate to call for an informal meeting of experts to discuss the legal, humanitarian, military, and other aspects of the use of explosive ordnance in a concentration of civilians. This would have the advantage to raise awareness among all high contracting parties about the humanitarian impact caused by these weapons in populated areas and to discuss the way forward. Thank you for your attention.